in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!
So we just saw Sisters of Mercy. Oh, I'm Twisted Cat.
And I'm Patch. And we just saw Sisters of Mercy.
Yes.
We almost forgot to do this podcast.
We did. Yeah, like we're halfway home. At the Greek, which was dissonant somehow.
What? The Greek theater for Sisters of Mercy. It's so fucking weird.
Open air and cold. Just strange.
Yeah. And like, I guess the Greek isn't really a hoity-toity. Not in the same way that the bowl is, but the bowl isn't really a hoity-toity anymore either. But still.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very cool, though.
Yeah.
So, they opened with a band, I guess, side project called Black Audio with a Q instead of a C. They're very talented musicians. It's a side project for two of the guys from AFI.
Yeah.
And I am absolutely confident that if they weren't the two of the guys from AFI,
they would not have been
on that stage.
No.
Because they certainly didn't get there by the merits of the music that they were putting out for this project.
It was perfectly cromulent.
I wouldn't say it was perfectly cromulent. It was certainly adequate.
Okay.
So it's two guys. It's a guy running the laptop playback.
And singing backup.
A couple of times. And then the front man doing singing things.
And wearing a very shiny jumpsuit.
Yes. And he had a lovely voice. His voice was really good.
Yeah.
But because all of the music being provided was all playback,
it was a little karaoke-ish.
It was, yeah. So, like, the singer would be putting emphasis hits in, and the music would just be flat.
Yeah.
And it was dissonant for me. And frankly, if I wanted to watch a guy sing to playback, I'd have gone to the bar and fucking watch karaoke.
He was better than most karaoke singers.
I've seen some really good karaoke singers.
This is Los Angeles, so yeah.
Also, while his vocals were excellent, and he was definitely aiming for a sort of goth, dark wave, synth vocal.
Yeah.
And hitting it, it was one note is a bad term for it, because he definitely had range, but it was all the same thing.
One-trick pony sort of thing.
Yeah, it was very one-trick pony. And I was bored. I was bored for most of their set. I'm pretty sure you were, too.
I wasn't bored. I was texting people.
Yeah. Let's unpack that for a moment.
Do we need to?
No. We're just going to think about it. My point.
Sure.
But then, their set ended and things progressed forward.
Sure.
To the Sisters of Mercy. Or, you know, Eldritch and Dr. Avalanche and whoever he's got on stage with him this week.
Right.
Because the drum kit is the only constant band member other than Eldritch himself.
Right.
For the entire life of the band.
Yeah.
And even the drum kit is not the same equipment as it was originally.
It's just
whatever drum machine he's using gets named.
Sure.
God, those guys are so talented.
Yeah.
But he has totally given up on singing. He had such a lovely voice. And you know, he was definitely, when he was recording albums and earlier in the career, there was a thing that he was doing, and it was good. It was very good. It's why they're popular. Part of why they're popular. But, like, now he's just croaking and talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he sung a couple of times on, like, two of their big songs, but, like, a line or, you know, twice on a word. And when he did that, it was phenomenal. The rest of it was just good. Let me back up. I really, really enjoyed their set. This was a bucket list item for me to see the sisters. I am absolutely thrilled that I went. I had a wonderful time. It felt like home. I haven't even talked about the lighting. They were backlit the entire show.
Yes.
Completely backlit. There were silhouettes and...
And every time they changed the lighting, it was like a full color change, but nothing actually changed.
Yeah, it was just...
It was very
weird.
This
is the blue wash scene. This is the blue-green wash scene. This is the orange scene.
It was the fuchsia one that was nice.
Yeah.
Magenta, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but... And they had those... stage back floor level lights,
right,
that they shine out over the band
and blind the audience
into my eyes,
right?
So like watching the show was fucking pointless,
right?
When the people in front of us stood up,
it was kind of a relief.
I was thankful.
It was a little bit of a relief. Yeah,
because I didn't have that fucking light in my eye anymore.
Yeah.
But like, I don't care. For this particular band, I didn't care.
Yeah, it wasn't about the stage presence as much as the music.
Right, because, like, you know, my formative memories of Sisters of Mercy are dancing at the industrial club in the early 90s. I couldn't fucking see then either.
Right.
The place was dark.
Yeah.
So I didn't need to see anything. I could just close my eyes and listen to the music, and it was great.
Sure.
So I think I've now prefaced, like, I know I'm bitching about Eldritch's singing, and I'm bitching about the lighting. I am fucking stoked that I went.
It was a good show.
I have to bitch about things, otherwise I'm not interesting.
Right.
I think I've said all the things I wanted to say.
All right. I'm trying to think if I have anything additional to say. I'm not sure that I do. I mean, you hit all the high points, you know, and the low points, as it were.
Yeah.
The lighting was cracking me up because, like, literally all there were tonal changes and the occasional blinder, or slightly more frequently than occasional blinder.
Yeah.
But... That was it. Like,
yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, I just... It's very strange.
It's not true. There were a couple of points where they did something. They did a thing. But it was mostly not.
Mostly, yeah. It was just sort of a static tonal change. So, yeah.
And really, guys, if you don't want to be seen... Like, you know what? There are bands out there that do that. Like, they just want to play the music. They don't want to be perceived. That's great. Fucking go stand behind a video screen and play fucking videos at me. Right? Go fucking be Death Clock Metalocalypse or whatever the fuck that band is.
God, please don't.
Sisters of Mercy themed animation, or,
fair enough,
you know, be the gorillas. It doesn't matter, right?
Right.
If that's what your gig is, do that.
But there should be something to watch.
Don't hide in plain sight by blinding us and not being lit. Like, what are you achieving here, guy?
Well, I mean, you know, we did hear from people, our friends who had been at the Palladium show a number of years ago, that they did the same thing there, only with a smoke screen.
Yeah, with smoke.
So.
Yeah, that was another thing, which is totally irrelevant to anybody other than you and I, is that, you know, going to a show like this...
You kind of expect to see people you know.
Yeah, because, you know,
It's a scene.
It's old home night, you know, right. Old home night. And so we ran into a bunch of people, and it was
fun.
Really fucking fantastic.
That was fun.
What a great night. Yeah. Sisters of Mercy. So I did a little bit of research on them at some point this evening. They haven't put out new material.
Oh, in forever.
Since 93.
Jesus, okay. So 31 years, okay.
But they have been consistently touring since then. Huh. And they put out new music. They perform new music all the time.
It just hasn't been released recording-wise.
Well, because they're not currently signed anywhere.
Right.
And
they
got...
But this day and age, you don't necessarily need to.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Reading between the lines of some of the stuff that I was reading, dude's also not really a go-getter.
Sure. All right.
He's kind of laid back about things. And...
Well, but he's got a booking agent. That person could, like, put some shit together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, so, like, but the former label, I think, still owns a lot of the rights to some of the older stuff, because they're still putting re-releases out.
Right.
Yeah, there's a whole drama between the sisters and their former label.
Labels are really good at drama.
Yeah. Because they're fucking money-grubbing assholes.
Sure. Sure.
Well, but we provide a service. Well, be fucking better at your service.
There's a reason I've been a fan of DIY stuff since the 90s, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got a bunch of shows coming up in the next week and a half.
Yeah, we've got like 4 or 5 shows in the next 9-10 days.
We'll see how fast I get to editing everything. But all right, I've been Twisted Cat.
And I've been Patch.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!